WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. It's going to be a couple weeks from now. I am locked out of Radio Row this week, so if you're listening to AM 1570, you do know that we've done some things around here over the last 28 years. We've only had 10 handfuls of Hall of Famers on, so you'll hear all of that on the programming all week long, and obviously Super Bowl coverage all week out at Baltimore Positive as well. All of it brought to you by my dear friend, Leonard Raskin, Raskin Global. He joins us weekly. This is sort of a weird week, right, because I'm not doing a lot of radio. I'm not at Radio Row. I have Terry Bradshaw and Dan Marino and old Ray Lewis and stuff like that to run. But what a week and what a start that I – If in the old days, we would go to Radio Row, Leonard, and me and Chris Pica and Luke, before we would go drink in Miami or Phoenix or Detroit or wherever godforsaken place, on that Sunday night, part of our fun setting all the equipment up and making it all work was how awful the Pro Bowl would be. So our first segment every year would be how awful the Pro Bowl was. And instead, it's, hey, man, they made a movie about our team. Our team, right? And Luke and I talked about this, and he was, 17 years old. He was a senior in high school when that happened. I was 34. You and I are of a similar age. You tell this great story about going down to Tampa, and I had Whiskey Joe's and all that. But it is amazing that nothing will ever be better than that in our lives, right? There's no Terps, the Orioles, the Ravens win three more, whatever. The Ravens already won a second one, and it was good, and it was cool, but it wasn't like the first one. It really wasn't.
No, it's never. Never like your first time. and in my memory, the couple things were just, a lot of it was amazing. Going there was amazing without tickets, finding somebody that would sell me tickets so that I could go see the game.
You hustled a guy on a plane, right?
Hustled a guy on a plane and for a couple hours after. And remember, this is 2000, so everybody didn't have a cell phone, everybody all the time. But we talked on the way from Baltimore to Tampa on, I think it was U.S. Air back then. It wasn't Piedmont. It was U.S. Air.
Or as I call it, U.S. Scare, but that's okay.
You're right. And so we flew down, and he was across the aisle, just happened to be across the aisle, and everybody on the plane was going to the Super Bowl. And a couple people on the plane didn't have tickets, were trying to hustle tickets. And I got this guy who was interested enough to give me his phone number, and we were talking prices. And ultimately, it was three of us that went down without tickets, three guys together. And we figured, okay, we had a lot of cash because we knew we needed a lot of cash. There was no Venmo. There was no Cash App, no Google Pay. It was cash. So
no StubHub, no SeatGeek.
Nothing.
Not doing what I did on Friday night. I can't wait to tell you about my – because you're my money guy. You can be very proud of me on Springsteen Friday night.
So we got this guy and his wife, and finally, a couple hours after we landed, we were out at a bar. We met him at a bar, and he said, how much are you willing to pay? I said, $2,000 a ticket. Back then, it was like, I don't know, $200 face ticket, whatever it was, $150 face ticket. And he said, you know what? $4,000, I'll watch the game down here in a bar, and I'll take my wife to Paris with your money. And I said, fantastic. So we bought two tickets for $4,000. We sat up in the 50-yard line about five rows from the top of the stadium. I swear I saw it on 30 for 30. The
flyover?
Yeah, what was it? It was a, the jet, the Batman jet.
It was one of the big wide. Yeah.
I can't think of the name. But anyway, when it flew over, I thought for sure I could reach up and touch it. We were so high in the stadium.
And it moves kind of slower, too.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was
and
amazing.
And then Ray Charles doing
stealth,
America the Beautiful,
stealth,
right?
The stealth plane. It was a
stealth. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then yeah, Ray.
Sky.
And then we had the Ravens starting to kick butt. And then we kicked more butt. And then the beauty of the game, of course, was it was against the G-men. So we were playing the Giants. And by the third quarter-ish, all the New York G-men fans left.
All the Tony Sopranos.
And my friend and I found our way down to the 50-yard line, second row for the fourth quarter. And the confetti went off, and the place was crazy. And we were right there watching the Ravens celebrate. It was just outrageous. It was a total blast. And then, as you've heard me say, we hung around in the stadium late. The only people left were media and diehards hanging around, and out comes David Modell with the trophy. And we walked, security told us to leave. We kept moving sections till they told us to leave. David came over, and the coolest thing in the world back then, again, no cameras on the phones. So we had little cameras with us. And we asked David for the trophy. It was the coolest thing. He handed up the trophy, and we dropped our camera to him. And he took a picture up of us holding the trophy.
He stuck it in my chest an hour later over at the Hyatt West Shore.
It was so cool.
You know?
It was so cool. Yeah, I wasn't in the press. I had no way to be at the post party, which I imagine was amazing. But we partied. We partied all night. We left there, went outside, talked to Jane Miller, who was broadcasting back to Baltimore, and got on the air with her. And it was just crazy. And then I got home. My wife beat the heck out of me. Because I said the Super Bowl, like you just said, I said that the night watching the Ravens win the Super Bowl was the best night of my life. And she said, what about our wedding? And I said, sorry, honey.
Well, I mean, I got, you know, there were tears of joy for me. I remember calling my mother walking out of the
unreal.
Stadium after, because I was down there when Art got the Kakua nuts, and you know, you saw Goose hugging Brian in that hallway.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Like, I was in all of that. And I was kind of looking for myself somewhere in the background once in the film.
No shot.
Maybe
no
I'd
shot
show up somewhere, you know.
You weren't in the 30 for 30. They cut you out.
I was on the sideline when Pat Johnson caught that ball. From Dilfer in the regular season when he, you know, the big win,
yeah.
the big comeback,
yeah.
24-23. So, I mean, this week we're running all of the memories. But my memory of that night was coming out and my mother being on the cell phone, and my mother called me as I was getting on the media shuttle to sort of leave the stadium hour and a half after the game. My mother was crying. My mother was like, there are girls on TV taking their tops off, walking down the street. That's all I remember my mother saying to me on TV. So Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. So did you like the film? And you weren't at the Meyerhoff, right?
No, I was not.
I was at the Meyerhoff. So,
I don't know why I wasn't.
The show was the Meyerhoff thing,
right,
kind of,
right.
Sort of, with some backstage snippets where they did the sitting in
great.
On the camera thing, you know. But
I'll tell you what, the stories were the best. My wife and I watched it, and the best was Tony Siragusa talking about being a little backed up.
Yeah.
and taking an enema before the game. And said, if I'm laying on my back, because we have black uniforms, we have purple uniforms, we were going to wear the all white. If I'm laying on my back on the field, do not turn me over. It was the funniest thing I ever heard.
Well, you know, that night at the Meyerhoff, and I talked at length with Luke about this, and if anybody wants to have a deeper dive on it, but Goose was the star of the night that night.
I'll bet.
You know,
I'll bet.
Like, in the car on the way home, I said to my wife, I'm like, Woodson, Ray Lewis, far better football. I mean, Jack Del Rio was a better football player than Goose, like, as a player. And there's
the
Trent Dilfer and these guys on TV, and Goose turned his thing into his TV gig and, like, all of that.
Right.
But Goose is the larger-than-life personality. And I said to my wife, it's so strange driving home, and I know I talked about this in June when he passed.
Yeah.
As I said, he'll always have an afterlife here as a
Absolutely.
Cult hero and a larger than, like, that Artie Donovan afterglow. And then his life ends 4 weeks
later. Unreal.
And I'm
the hit on Gannon will live forever. Forever. I mean, what a play. And I had not heard before. I imagine you had. The radio show when he was on, I guess it was with Keith Mills, talking about Phil Simms and talking about the hit and what he said about his wife. Again, I was just rolling when he said Gannon, you know, was hurt because he put all his weight on him. And Goose said, I lay on top of my little 5'5" wife once a week and she doesn't complain. Oh, my God.
Old school, man. They don't make them like Goose anymore.
No,
right?
No. What a classic. What a classic. And then at that night at the Meyerhoff, he had his kids there. And it's hard to imagine. Remember, his kids are like in their 20s.
I met his kids that night. And,
but I'm saying they were little kids. And
I was blown away. I'm like, you're that kid? Right?
Right,
Someone from the
right.
parade,
It
that
just
kid.
doesn't seem possible. And then to have him gone. Yeah, it's what a tragedy. What a tragedy. Much too young, man. Much too young for that
Well,
guy.
I mean, I guess the legacy of the team now and immortalized in this movie, and we had our night downtown, and fans had all the fun with it. For me, I went to Chase Springsteen last week, so this is our segue into tickets
Yeah,
and
yeah.
into, because you're excited about the Springsteen show down at the arena, right? The CFG Bank Arena, and they got the Eagles and Lizzo. Hey, I found out that Brian Adams is playing down with Joan Jett. I didn't even know that, so I added
They
that to my.
just announced, just
I love
announced
Anita
that.
Baker. I'm going to go see Anita
Yep.
Baker. I know Chris
Yep.
Stapleton. So I did a whole segment 2 weeks ago on the Crab Cake Tour with Ron Cassie from Baltimore Magazine about like the expectations for the arena and Bruce. And you know, I'm a Bruce guy.
Yeah,
Dude, I
yeah.
flew to Tampa for the first night of the tour last Wednesday.
Right,
Not only was
right.
it 85 and lovely for 2 days,
Beautiful.
and I did one of your favorite things. I rode Soarin' twice at Epcot on
Awesome.
Thursday. And I went
Awesome.
down alone. My wife was home taking care of the cat. She had a lot of engineering things going on last week, serious things that she couldn't leave work. So go to see Bruce. But the minute you land in Tampa, when you land at the airport, you're going in. If you're by the window, you look down, you look down. All you see is Raymond James Stadium. And every
Right.
time I've landed there for 22 years, I get that moment. You know,
Absolutely.
that moment that we had watching the Bullies on Sunday night. But for me, the strangest thing is I go get a car. I rent a car. It's in this big tube, right? You know, big garage. You pull out of the garage and you make a turn, and the first thing in your in my dashboard looking out the was the Hyatt West Shore. And
Yeah.
that is where David Modell stuck the trophy in my chest that
Right.
night. And I just for me being in Tampa and seeing Springsteen, but here's where you're going to be proud of me, because I know we're out to get these Ticketmaster people and these fees and all of this stuff. And you're my money guy and you manage money, and you're going to be proud of me because I haven't always done the best thing with my money. You know this, right? I get to Atlanta on Friday and I had a lot of work to do. I have all of this audio. I mean, who do you think does all at 225 pieces from Radio Row that we've done? It's stuff you don't even know I've done. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Nils Lofgren's been on Radio Row with me three different times. So all of those interviews are out. I unearthed Tico Torres, the drummer from Bon Jovi. So I have all of
Okay.
this music. I have owners. I have Wayne Weaver. I have Bob McNair. I've had NFL owners sit down. Arthur
Yeah,
Blank has sat on my show. So I've
sure.
had Dan Snyder on my show. So I have all of this
Good for
stuff.
lucky for you.
Yeah, I'm not even going to mention this. There they go. Lies, lies, all lies. So I have all of this greatest hit stuff. I spent all day Friday doing it. I get to Atlanta on Friday without a Springsteen ticket. Tickets were
Right?
crazy, man. They
I'll
were like, it
bet.
was $300 on the roof. It's a smaller kind of venue. It's the new basketball arena. I had never been in the basketball arena there because I wanted to see the venue because I've been to
Yep.
Atlanta too many times. Tickets dropped at 6:15. I bought a $59 ticket.
There you go. Well done.
$59 to see Springsteen on Friday night
That's a
in
good
Atlanta.
get.
So I just
That's
want to
a
let
good
you
get.
know that I am managing my money, and this is one of the things you say on me and everybody
Now, were you
else
on the
about is
third row? Where were you in the arena?
I sat, well, my seat was on the roof, but there were seats behind the stage. I
Right.
sat about 10 rows behind Roy Bittan.
Beautiful.
No, my
Beautiful.
seat was beautiful. I enjoyed the backstage seat more than I did my side seat. I had a better seat in Tampa, but I enjoyed the
Cool.
Atlanta arena. It was beautiful. I had
Very
Waffle
cool.
House to go at, you know,
There you go.
midnight for
There you
$12.
go.
So, but managing money and
You
going
and Trevor
overboard.
Lawrence. You and Trevor Lawrence letting your hair down at Waffle House.
Well, listen, this is one of the things that, like, I am not rich or wealthy at this point, and you know this. You're trying to help me out, but part of this is don't tell anybody, I've had a lot of fun. And
Absolutely.
I think about all the money I've spent
That's
on Super
rich.
Bowls.
That's rich, baby. Don't be saying it. Don't
Okay,
be
fair
saying it.
enough.
You know,
Well, I'm at 28 Super Bowls,
look,
right?
the bottom line is when a man dies, his wife can't write him a check that he can cash in that coffin. So the experience you have and the memories you get and the life you live, there ain't nothing exciting about having a lot of money and being dead. I mean,
Hey, man, you're the
it's
money guy.
lovely.
Saying that from
Look,
your lips, right?
it's lovely to have money, but it's what it allows you to do. And if you get to do during your life the things you want to do and you have enough to live your life forever, there ain't nothing good about having millions to not have the life you want and say, I shoulda, coulda, woulda. You're out there doing. There's an old, I don't know the exact, we won't get this right. You've heard it a million times about the man in the arena. You know, there's people on the field playing the game. There's people in the crowd watching the game. There's people outside the arena don't even know the game's going on. So there's a lot of people with a lot of money that don't have a great life, and they're miserable. And some of them are happy, but they don't do a hell of a lot. There's something to be said for going and doing, man. That's the American dream. To me, the American dream isn't about counting your ducats on a statement. It's about the life you create with the ducats you got. So
I hadn't been on a plane in 5 and a half months,
life,
Leonard.
Man.
It's the longest, other than my wife being sick, and when, you know, there were some times where I wasn't traveling because of that. But I went five and a half months without getting on a plane. The last time I flew anywhere was Labor Day weekend. And with all the Ravens canceling and doing all the awful things that they've done to me, there was no New Orleans. There was no Tampa. There were, you know, the games that the Ravens played this year, Miami. I mean, I didn't go to any of the games. Doing this Springsteen thing, get back on the train. I'm going next week to see Springsteen again. But part of it for me was that moment where I was in Disney on Thursday alone. My wife wasn't there. It would have been more fun with her, but she had to work. And it was like, do I want to go or do I not?
Single riders get on rides fast.
Nobody told me that. What a deal. But dude, it was my son said that to me. He's like, Dad, you're going alone. Like, you're going to have a good time because you're not going to stand in line.
Single rider. Single rider, baby. You can get on anything. Look, when we go, there's rides that my son and I want to get on that Kathy won't get on. So we say, look, you know, it'd be great if we could go sit together, but who cares? We've been there. We've done that. So just go in the single rider line and get on the ride, and we'll meet out after it's over. You're on fast. Single
I'll
riders
be over
get
Canada
on fast.
Getting a Moosehead, picking up some poutine or something
like that.
There
you
like go. That, right?
There you go. Absolutely.
But you know what was really wonderful? And I shared this with my wife. And, one of the reasons we're going to be talking a lot of football this week, having Hall of Famers. This is one of the only pieces I'm really going to do, talking about Disney. And I know how much you love Disney. There's a part of it for me where, like, the price of it, right? I mean, everyone I talked to tailgating for Springsteen in Tampa was bitching about Springsteen gouging them. Now, the lifer website for Springsteen is a thing called Backstreets, right? These guys, and there's seven or eight dudes who love Bruce and have loved Bruce forever, for the last 40 years, they printed a fanzine for fans, news, trusted information on Bruce, right? Well-written, historical. Like, if you love Bruce, Backstreets was your place. They shuttered the site on the day the tour started because most of the people in Bruce's community are pissed off that in order to go see Bruce, they're not getting $59 tickets. It's $418, which you offered me a ticket that you had, $418 to go see Springsteen when I've been seeing him my whole life. There's a gouge factor. Super Bowl fans right now. I wondered about this. Kansas City and Philadelphia, everybody spent their life savings already the last 5 years doing this, right? Kansas City's been to two.
Yeah.
One was played, right? But if you had waited your life to go to Miami and Patrick Mahomes won, if you waited your life whole life, and I saw tens of thousands who did it, to get to Phil to go to Minnesota and the Eagles one, like the amount of money it takes, $25 at Disney or $45 for preferred parking. It was $156 to get into the park.
Right,
and
for the day.
If you didn't have the app and sign up ahead of time, because I don't have a Matthew, right, to sign me up, you don't even get on
Genie
the premium
Plus.
Rides.
Genie Plus.
Right? So the Disney experience for me, and the park wasn't as clean as it used to be, and there
Isn't
weren't
crazy?
As many friendly people around.
That's
and
crazy.
It was more than it was, and some things were shuttered, and there was construction, and I had a couple of Disney employees actually be rude to me. I don't go to the internet screaming, but it you know, the devaluation of things costing more eggs, and the value we get, it's just an egg. You know what I mean? Like, so there's part for me with Springsteen where I paid $200 to get in Wednesday, I paid $59 to get in Friday, I paid $53 in Houston 2 weeks from now. Austin might be $400, and I might just be out having barbecue like your Paris buddy, right? To say, I don't have $400 for me in Springsteen tonight. Springsteen's $150, $200 night for me several times if I can get there and afford it, but I don't have $500 Springsteen nights, and I don't have $389 to get a fast pass to run around Disney for 12 hours, right? So there is this premium thing where we've separated preferred parking and the unwashed and where you sit at a show and what the artist rider is going to say about whether you can even sell your ticket, right?
That's
so
right.
There's all of this that goes into this, but the things we enjoy, we still find a way find a
Yeah.
way to do. If my wife really
Absolutely.
wanted to go to see Springsteen and
Could have
really
gone.
wanted to be at Epcot, she would have been there. It just
That's
wasn't
right.
her priority right now. Her priority is her
That's right.
sister and, you know, things. But I'll say this, for me to get back out and have a little bit of fun again, thank you for managing my money and being my partner, being a but this is it is the joy. When I'm walking around Disney World watching a little 3-year-old girl with curls blow bubbles out of a Mickey Mouse lighter and have the biggest smile on her face,
That's what it's
kid was
about.
my kid for a moment, right?
That's
Literally.
right. That's what it's about, man. That's the experience they hope to get. And they want it to be so great that you tell everybody to come and you go back over and over and over again. They know how to do it. And I agree. I've been there more recently when it's not been the greatest experience in history, but very often it is. It's magic for a reason. And they know how to do the experience thing. They make it happen. It's
All I could
pretty
think about was all
fantastic.
these people and languages being spoken and just walking around and thinking to myself about Walt Disney and what an idea, right? Just to see it. And
Amazing.
it was relatively in our lifetime and recent, you know. I
Absolutely.
remember in
Absolutely.
76 when Disney World opened up. My parents took me in 1978. I think I've told you this before. I came home from school one day. I was 10 years old because there's pictures of this. And my parents said, "Pack your bags. We're going to Disney World tonight." Like, no kidding. I came home at 3:30. My parents
Right.
packed bags. My brother drove us to Penn Station because my parents never drove. They didn't know anything about airplanes. We
Right.
took the train. We took the Amtrak overnight train through D-Land, Florida, and, you know, down to Kissimmee. We stayed at the Roadway Inn at Kissimmee. We rode buses. Epcot wasn't even open then. There was no
Right.
Epcot. So it was Magic Kingdom. They had little tickets, A, B, C, D, E, riding
Sure.
Dumbo.
Sure.
I have pictures of my dad and I getting off of Space Mountain there and like all that. You know, I was in Kissimmee looking for the Roadway Inn, thinking I'd see my father. You know, that's
Right,
what's
right.
crazy that this seed of Disney and these
That's what
ideas,
they
and
do.
I guess the same thing would be true for the NFL, that Pete Rozelle would see this game now and say, "Oh my
Holy cow.
God, what a vision," right?
That's right. That's right. Well, that's what it takes. You know, it takes a visionary to create Disney World, and it takes capitalism. It takes the American dream, and he certainly had it, and he created it, and they run like a finely tuned engine. They don't miss a beat until they miss a beat, and then occasionally they miss a beat. But generally, that place just hums like a top, man. That's the idea, and it's magic. And people go back over and over and over again. And the thing is, it's different. The experience is different. Now, like we said about the game in Tampa, never again will it be your first time at Disney, but the experience changes. They know that they got to keep it fresh, and they do. They come up with new stuff so that you keep coming back.
I
And they're
spent a couple
growing,
$100 and
and
had a great day.
yeah,
You
they're
know, I had
growing
a
and growing
$10
and
this and a
growing.
$10 beer, and I had a $20 pizza, which might have been the best pizza I've ever had in my life. Don't tell my friends at Pizza John's or Squires, but it was really good. And I had perfect weather, fireworks at the end, unbelievable, the light show, like just all of it. I said to my wife, I go back again. I don't need to go back again in 6 weeks, but I would go back
Right.
again in a heartbeat. I wouldn't
Absolutely.
want to be there on a 100-degree day. It was only 80 degrees, and
I've been there. Been there, done that, the middle of August. I've been there and done that. It was a crazy thing, but we did it. I've
who's
done it
winning the game,
twice.
dude? Super Bowl week. I mean, even though I'm not there, who's winning the game?
It's good. I hope it's going to be a great game. I hope everybody stays healthy so it is a great game. And I think my Philly friends will beat me up for this, but I think KC pulls it out by three. I think they
Okay.
pull it out. It's going to be close. It's going to be tough. I think KC pulls it out, and Mahomes gets his second.
Well, I don't know. I know what they look like in Philly when they win. I worry very much about when they lose, like in the World
Yeah.
Series and whatnot. Leonard Raskin is here. He's Raskin a Global. I'm talking about what I was doing with the little bit of money I have. It only cost a couple $100 to go to Disney last week. I had free flights and a $55 room. So I felt like I have Leonard Raskin on my shoulder telling
There you
me,
go.
have a good time, but be
That's right.
responsible. I just
That's
want to let
right.
you know that I had a good time last week, but I came in under budget.
Beautiful. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
Hey, I appreciate you. Tell everybody how to find you. And you always have things going on, and it's always tax season. And we're getting up on all that. But any sage advice for folks this week, other than the wait to the last minute to buy Springsteen tickets?
Right. Well, that's a great idea. You know, you can buy them online a couple months ahead or a month ahead, and you can spend top dollar. But like everything else, once that show's about to kick off, somebody's got a ticket they just want to get rid of.
That's true
so
market, right? That's the real market.
That's the market. The market sets the prices. So you either buy early or you buy late. You know, you could even miss the first song standing outside. But with StubHub and SeatGeek and all that these days, somebody's going to lower that price. You can buy it. It's on your phone. You walk right in, and there you go. You're at the show.
I felt like the fish hitting a worm when that ticket popped up, because it was 6:10. I'm in my I had a beautiful hotel room. I was at the Burt Reynolds Westin downtown Atlanta,
yep.
And I'm like, I ain't spending $300 to sit on the roof. I saw the show two nights ago. If I get locked out, I never get locked out. It was really cold in Atlanta. It was awful Friday night, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, and man, but the minute that ticket hit, I was like
go to the show. There you go. Grab it up. Grab it up.
You feel better about seeing Springsteen when it's $59. You really do.
I'm with you. That's I feel better about selling the ticket for $1,000 when it was $400 to
I
buy
bet
it.
You did. I bet you did. Find Leonard Raskin at a Raskin Global. You can find him out at the front of BaltimorePositive.com, and always there to help you with some sage advice, help you with your money. He can handle it professionally, but you can always reach to him, as I had for years and years before we became wed in partnership in some way. But you can find him at a RaskinGlobal.com. What's the next fun thing on your agenda? You're always doing something. You were in San Diego last week. You AWOL'd on me, man.
I know. I was at San Diego, and it was 55 degrees and raining every day for three days.
All right.
But I was there for a business conference, so I didn't need to see the outside anyway. The next big thing, quick, the next big thing is the 18th of February, the first ever face-off by the lake. Ohio State versus that team up north in hockey at
the Brown Stadium, right?
At First Energy, is that what it's called, or something? At Brown Stadium, outdoor hockey on the 18th. And the boy is in the band, as you know, and they are playing at the game, and they're doing Script Ohio on ice at intermission.
So you've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You've done that stuff?
No. So Saturday.
What?
Saturday the 18th is the game, hockey game. Hockey. And then
it's
Sunday the
19th. Not going to be cold in Cleveland on the 18th of February.
Yeah, no, of course. Of course not. And then Sunday the 19th is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. First visit.
I have a restaurant I'm going to send you to for breakfast. That's
there
gonna
you
blow
go.
Your mind.
There
it's
you
in
go.
Tremont, Tremont. Have you been to the Christmas Story House?
I have not.
Okay.
I've never been to Cleveland.
What?
Never been to Cleveland.
Cleveland's great. Cleveland rocks.
Never been. Cleveland
All
rocks.
Right.
So we're going to the.
I am your guy. I'm going to
help
you.
You'll be the tour guide for the weekend.
You've done a lot for me. Now I'm going to do something for you.
You got it.
I'm going to make sure that you have a premium experience in Cleveland, okay?
Perfect.
Because, like, I go to Cleveland too much, and I wanted to go to Cleveland a couple weeks ago, but the Ravens, Chad Steele, we'll talk about that another. But I know Cleveland well. I got you handled. Leonard Raskin will handle your money and your finances and your American dream the way I'm going to handle his Cleveland adventure in the cold. I can't keep you warm on the 18th without club-level seats, but I will handle that. Leonard Raskin is a good man. You can find him at Raskin Global. You can find me anywhere information is served at BaltimorePositive.com. We're doing some very, very special things this week with the history of our Radio Row conversations. If you can listen to Mike Rosenfeld, our chief digital officer, I gave the list. I'll probably put it up online. 225 historic conversations that you're going to find at Baltimore Positive, and they're all A-list. They like the B-lister would be like Mary Lou Retton, right? Or Jim Gray talking about Pete Rose from 2001 after he interviewed Pete Rose. There are 58 Football Hall of Famers. I counted six Rock and Roll Hall of Famers and another 8 Baseball Hall of Famers. Wade Boggs has sat with me on Radio Row. Rod Carew has sat with me on
that's
Radio Row.
That's a get right there.
So
that's
things. Bill Walton has sat with me on Radio Row.
Was
so
he mushrooming? Like was he shrooming?
Dude, it was in San Diego, and he sat down
he
with
is
me.
So weird.
This is 1998, so the Super Bowl was in San Diego.
Yep.
I talked to him about John Wooden. But on my set was Dan Shaughnessy. You're familiar with Dan Shaughnessy, Boston Globe, longtime columnist.
Reporter, yeah.
Curse of the Bambino, right?
Yep,
Shaughnessy covered the late 70s Orioles at the Evening Sun here where I worked.
Got
So
it.
Shaughnessy's an old school. He had spent, even though he's a Boston guy, he covered the Earl Weaver Orioles and Jim Palmer and like all of that. Mike Flanagan, he knew all those people. So Shaughnessy's on my set. Bill Walton comes and sits down. They knew each other from the Celtics. So the Red Hour back and like all of that kind of stuff started coming out. Dude, 21 minutes of me and Bill Walton from 1998. You've
That's
never
something.
heard it. You're
No,
going
it's
to have a
great.
chance to hear it
It's
this
great.
week.
Good
So that's
stuff.
the kind of stuff we're airing this week. And I hope everybody enjoys it. I would much rather be in Glendale in Phoenix doing my job, getting out of bed in the morning, trudging over to the convention center, putting a sweatshirt on, doing it. But temperature in Phoenix this week, upper 60s. So I'm hanging here. I'm getting work done. Leonard, I appreciate you, man.
We'll chat soon.
Leonard Raskin, Raskin Global. We got Radio Row all week long. We got a big game coming up on Sunday, and we have full coverage at WNST. AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore.